The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, all eyes, of course, on Vatican City over the next few days. The preparations ongoing for the funeral of Pope Francis, and then the conclave will begin the process of picking a new pope. And I would suspect for many people who have read the book, the Robert Harris book, Conclave, or have seen the movie over the last year, they're going to use that as their template to try and understand what is happening behind those closed doors. Well, Gina Menzies, the theologian, is with me now. Gina, it's good to talk to you again. What does the movie get right?
It gets an awful lot right. I would say, in general, it's more accurate than not. I believe that they did enormous research in the run-up to putting the movie together. And, I mean, it does outline what happens following the funeral of the Pope and the beginning of the conclave, it emphasises how clearly the Camerlengo, breaks the Pope's ring, seals the apartment, and calls the cardinals of the world to Rome, and they're obliged to go. If they're over 80, they can't vote, but they can go and they can take part in the conclave. And I think that's quite interesting, because I think they can have influence. I think what the movie does really accurately and well is it outlines the humanity, and also the humanity and the Holy Spirit, that unusual combination, in that it shows the human face of, a number of cardinals who clearly would like to be Pope, and they say, which is very common, I don't want to be, which seems to be, the phrase you have to use. He also perhaps is a little bit of a caricature in that he does portray different wings of the church, but what he does very well is, he explains very well how it is all done in secret, how the cardinals live in Casa Santa Marta, how they have to divest themselves of all their communications, their mobile phones, no access to the media, no access to papers, no access to TV, to the internet, and how the Sistine Chapel, where it takes place, that beautiful chapel with the Michelangelo ceiling, that that's swept to make sure there are no devices overhearing it, and obviously they have to take an oath. So he does all that extremely well. I suppose where there's a slight exaggeration is that he does sort of caricature perhaps some of the wings of the church. There's very clearly a Cardinal Bellini, who's played by Stanley Tucci, who's superb, actually. He's a really brilliant actor, as is Ralph Fiennes, Ralph Fiennes is a little complicated because he actually plays the two roles as the Dean of the Cardinals and also the Camerlengo who's organising it. So that can be a little bit confusing, but there are two separate roles. But that being said, Ralph Fiennes, who's interestingly, I don't know if any people know this, but his uncle is a very famous English theologian called Nicholas Nash. So I think that's kind of interesting in itself. But anyway, Bellini is sort of a cardinal who'd like to be Pope, and that becomes obvious. And then you have a guy called Tedesco, who's very conservative and very reactionary and wants to sort of restore the church to a previous era. And then you have the very... Then you have the very interesting arrival, very much on the eve of the conclave, of a cardinal called Vicente Benitez from Mexico. And he arrives and says that the Pope, before he died, made him a cardinal in pectore. That's the phrase that's used, which means in secret. And it has happened before. It's not sort of that unusual. I think a few times in the past in China, men were made cardinals. But the interesting thing here, where it does, if you like, digress from what would be accurate, he arrives to vote and to take part in it. But in reality, if you had been made a cardinal in pectore, you couldn't vote and you wouldn't be made cardinal. So that's a slight variation on what happens.
The question I was going to ask, actually, when I cut across you was whether some of the interactions, Stanley Tucci at one stage, is very explicitly, suggesting people have to take sides. It's an overtly kind of political row or discussion that they're having. And I just wonder how overt they actually are.
Well, of course, I've never been there, and we're supposed not to know any of this, but obviously things do come out subsequently. I think there's a lot of lobbying that goes on. I think there's a fair amount of gossip. I mean, they go back to the Casa Santa Marta every evening and they have their supper, and they obviously are chatting to each other. So even though they're sort of precluded from the outside world, they are there talking to each other. And obviously, I hate to even use the word factions, but obviously kind of groups arrive. And like, if you know sort of previous conclaves, there were always people who sort of influenced the outcome. And quite often they could be the older cardinals who didn't have a vote. So I think he's accurate in saying that, you know, there are a lot of groups, there's a lot of discussion, there's a lot of perhaps disagreement, and there's a fair bit of gossip. He also, I think, and again, can't say whether it's accurate or not, in the movie, as you remember, there are a few scandals that arise. So suddenly there are people who are now excluded who thought they might have been included for a variety of reasons. And, you know, then there's the bomb, if you like, or the attack on the Sistine Chapel where the windows are blown out and, you know, nobody is injured. So he does make it a little bit more extravagant. But at the heart of it, I think, you know, it's very accurate in the protocol, in the procedure, and the fact that there are groups who have divergent views as to, you know, how the church should be in the future.
It's a great, great book. I haven't seen the movie, but it's on my list and I must watch it over the weekend, possibly before this process starts. So, Gina, thanks a million for talking us through that. Gina Menzies, the theologian.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.